This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, invention serves an unexpected purpose. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Peggy Aldrich Kidwell tells a remarkable story of Ramon Varea. Born and educated in Spain, Varea moved to Cuba in 1855. There he wrote novels and published a magazine. He came to New York City at the end of the Civil War when he was 32, and he worked on a biweekly Spanish language newspaper. Varea also traded Spanish gold and banknotes in New York. That got him interested in calculation, and therein lies a strange tale of invention. In 1878, Varea was granted a patent for a calculating machine. Calculators had been tiptoeing into the market since 1820, and they all used repeated addition to multiply. To get 23 times 44, you'd set a machine at 23 and crank it four times to add up four 23s. Then you'd move the crank over and crank it four more times to add on four 230s. The result was 23 times 44. Varea saw how to do the whole multiplication in one stroke of a lever. The basis of his machine was a 10-sided cylinder. Each side had a column of holes with 10 different diameters. It worked a little like a Jacquard loom, and it was very clever. By the end of the 19th century, mechanical calculators were no longer novelties, and they'd all switched over to once-through systems like that. Varea's machine won a gold medal at a Cuban exhibition. Scientific American included an article about it, but then the sands closed over it. He never tried to market it, he just walked away and never invented anything else. Varea's brilliant machine was only an object lesson. He was angry at his native country for having squandered her talents. Spain grew wealthy on Aztec gold in the 16th century. Since then, she'd bought manufactured goods that other countries made. As a boy, Varea had watched that going on. Spain had developed no tradition of invention or manufacturing, and she had grown poor. So Varea started the Spanish language magazine El Progreso. He wrote about the engines of the late 19th century. He wrote about the Brooklyn Bridge, submarines, the new linotypes. He scolded Spain. His native land produced doctors, lawyers, and politicians, but where were the engineers? Where were the Spanish language books on the mechanical arts that shaped modern life? Varea began his campaign with one grand act that made his point. Of course Spaniards could invent. He tossed off a brilliant invention, one machine that perfectly anticipated the next step toward digital computers. He wasn't out to make money, but to make a point. The new industries will replace the old battlefields, he said. That's where nations will define themselves henceforth. I've said many times before that invention is self-expression, but never has it been so literally so as it was in the case of Ramon Varea and his astonishing calculating machine. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.